From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Good morning, happy Thursday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning. How is it already 11:06?
Yeah, I ain't
is this lie. Morning just flowing on by?
It flew by. Now, Ursula, let me ask you. You know what tomorrow is?
Yes.
It's our very first Fresh Fridays.
It's Fresh Friday, Aaron. Aaron's here. It means G is coming into studio.
Oh,
time
really?
To double mask.
Yes.
What is Fresh Friday? What is Fresh Friday all about?
Fresh Fridays. It's for you guys. It's for you, Diane Duthweiler, Heather Bosch, Miley Katie, Andrew, our board op. You know, throughout this entire pandemic, you guys have been the backbone of Cairo Radio. You guys are there every single day. If there's storms, everything, you guys are always there. So one of the things I noticed when I came there, it felt like a ghost town recently when I had to come in there. And I was like, I need to bring some life back into that place. So I'm going to do my part to bring in Fresh Fridays. And so we're going to have a party every single Friday when I come in. So come fresh to death. Come in looking good, and we have some fun. I get to hang out with you guys.
Is there a dress code? Business cash?
Fresh to death. However you want to. Fresh to death. It's Friday. You know what I mean?
I hear
you. Hey, how about this? No sweatpants.
Love it.
Ursula, we have been having a fun show today.
Yes, absolutely.
Is AG hanging out for Agree to Disagree? What's he doing?
What is you agree to disagree?
For goodness sake. We've only
been
doing
about, I know what the segment is, but what is today's topic?
There's a bunch.
There's a bunch of topics.
And generally, Chef just throws them out, and we have to agree or disagree on the spot.
Got it.
Aaron, I don't want to ambush you, bro. You won't come back on Friday?
Let's do it tomorrow.
I'm good with
that. Let's do it tomorrow. But real quick, I just want to let you know, don't do what Ursula does. Ursula does research sometimes.
Oh.
On this agree to disagree.
Oh, you think Aaron's not going to do research?
That's why I'm warning him. I know he's going to do research. He's going to want things to be perfect. He's going to cross the T, dot the I.
Yes.
Well, gee, you're not allowed to say that.
Like
he's
any
start
good journalist would do.
He's doing my due diligence.
Yep.
All right, AG. See you tomorrow, brother.
See ya.
Okay.
Let's get to it. Agree to disagree. One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
All right, so let's start on that little fashion note, G. You teased it. Aaron's coming in tomorrow. You said you're going to be dressed all fresh. Well, today is International Sweatpants Day, the paragon of casual fashion for all of us work-from-home types.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings up the question, G. I mean, every day is International Sweatpants Day, right?
Yes, but it shouldn't be. See, I just did an Ursula right there. yes, it is, but you got to be careful with every day being sweatpants day. I learned that lesson recently. As you guys know, on Christmas Eve, I stepped on the scale and I was 25 pounds heavier. Want to know why? Because I kept wearing sweatpants every single day. Now, you get in them jeans and they tell the truth. Mm-hmm. The jeans are truth tellers.
Especially
right?
Fresh out of the dryer.
Ursula, and Ursula, when the jeans come out the dryer, they sound like this.
No, that's me as I'm laying down on my bed, like trying to.
Wait, Ursula. Wait a minute. I thought I was the only one that laid on the bed.
And then you're like, I just need to stretch out a little bit, and you're doing your.
Ursula, what's your thoughts?
No, every day is not sweatpants day. You need to dress for success, even when we're in a pandemic, if you are going to be around people. And even if you are working and you're working from home, if you wear sweatpants, I think it changes the attitude. I think it becomes like you take it less seriously. I feel. So I haven't been living in sweats because you're right. If I do live in sweats, it's just an excuse to be a sloth as much as I love wearing sweatpants, you know, and then you look at it and it's got the big coffee stains and, you know, the melted chocolate and, you know, whatever else is on it.
Now I agree with you. Now, tomorrow is Fresh Fridays.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee you that our listeners will say there's a difference with me being in studio,
absolutely
dressed up, You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's going to be totally different. So I'm agreeing with you
yes.
that if you're working from home, how you dress will impact your job performance.
100%. 100%.
I guess I'll have you rate my job performance after this segment, and then you can guess if I'm wearing sweatpants or not. Seattle is first in the nation in another category, online shopping. So the FYI guy in the Seattle Times found out that the amount of money that we have spent in the Seattle area has increased more in our online shopping habits than anywhere else in the nation. Every time I see these stories, I feel like there's a little kernel in there that's like, I'm supposed to feel guilty about that for some reason. Gee, do you kind of feel guilty shopping online?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I'd rather shop online right now. You know, I went to go shop for a shirt before heading to Miami. And I went to go shop because, I'm going to Miami. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get the shirt. I want to make sure it's right. You know what I mean? And so I go to, let me look at this shirt. Okay, hey, excuse me, where's your dressing room? They're like, sorry, it's the pandemic, it's COVID. Oh, yeah, that's right. Wait, so I can't try on a shirt? No. So I might as well buy it online right now. So no, I'm not guilty at all, Ursula.
I do feel a little bit of guilt because, as we know, there are so many small businesses that are really struggling, and we already know about restaurants really struggling. But there are small businesses that could use the money. Amazon doesn't need my money. That said, I did spend more and did do more online shopping during the holidays to the point where my husband's like, you're almost getting a package every day. Small stuff, by the way. But I do feel guilty because I will always lean on trying to support local small businesses, even if it means. And I know you were laughing because I said, well, just like my friend Janelle, who has the flower and pie shop and who our listeners have been doing such an amazing job of supporting her. And you said, well, how far do you drive for that? I said, yeah, about 30 miles. But, I just have made a point of trying to help out small businesses.
No, I wasn't going to go there. What I was laughing about was my main man, Mark. And so here's what I've learned. And I think we all know what I'm talking about. You guys ever get those Amazon packages? And then after day three, somebody in your house says, man, you sure are getting a lot of packages. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like the other day, Lillian was like, oh, you got another package? you know, they're saying something without saying it, right? Like, oh, you got another one?
Yeah, how much are you spending? And I want to say each of these things was, and one of them, I had to buy another. Okay, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Over Christmas break, I bought one of those little mini Dash waffle makers. Anyone who's on TikTok knows what I'm talking about because I've gone keto. And you get those little mini, so you can make those chaffles, those cheese waffles. And I bought one of those, and I was on a roll making them and losing all this weight. And you know what?
What?
I come home, and Scooter has pulled down my little waffle maker and chewed right through the wire.
Wow.
And destroyed it, apparently, because he could smell the cheese that was left over. So I had to get another Amazon package.
Hey, real quick, speaking of waffles, okay, if I would have known then what I know now, I would have kept the waffle irons that our parents used to make. Yo, do you know how expensive those are now?
Yeah, they're cheap on.
No, 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 no.
They're
wait,
cheap
hold on.
Online. The original ones.
The original ones.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. You're
these
correct.
New ones with the yeah. whole core. You want to? I mean, look. Let's keep it a buck. I don't want the Belgian waffles. That's way too thick. I want them old school thin ones. And it costs a lot of money now.
You should have kept it.
I know. Go ahead, Kev.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your right to outdoor recreation. There is a new bill in Olympia that would require both getting a license and taking a course for both kayakers and paddleboarders. Ursula, your thoughts on that?
That's crazy. Why do you need a license to do that? That is, why? What's the reason behind it? Are there any statistics that show that's something that is necessary? I would be
I mean, the number of paddleboard and kayaking accidents that happen, you know, every summer has been steadily increasing. There's a lot of incidents that happen. I think the concern is that there's not enough education about boater safety when you're on small devices like that. So that's really the motivation.
I don't know that you should get a lot. I would say that do a better job of educating, but not having to take that extra step. We need to get people enjoying recreation. It feels like extraneous, unnecessary.
I disagree. And so for all you kayakers and paddleboarders, send your hate mail to me. I'm used to it. I absolutely think that they should be getting a license. And here's why. Here's why. Because I'm quite sure there are things like things that you should do, things that you should not do. Hey, you should not paddleboard while you have been drinking. You should not kayak when you have been taking this substance. Right? Like, there are some things to help prevent injuries and make sure that they're safe, make sure that the kids are safe and all of those things. So, yes,
why not a life jacket?
Oh, you need to wear a life jacket.
But how about just doing that education? Why not? So now a license is an additional fee. And we often talk about making things equal. That's just something that certain people are, you know, with certain income levels are not going to be able to afford or won't have the time. And then it's going to be yet another barrier into trying to do something that's just meant to be fun.
Well, the more injuries we have because of people not being well-versed in these things, the worse it'll be. And by the way, we don't pay attention. Whenever we have those forms, you even agree with this. Hey, excuse me, can you sign here? Do you check out these forms? How often do you read all the fine print, Ursula?
One time. One time for a lifetime.
but in all fairness, though, you do have someone in your household that does read the fine print.
Who is, he's good at reading legal shiny print.
You can't tell me that what you really want is like police officers down at Jean Coulon Park in the summer. Every time someone either gets in the water, gets out, excuse me, sir, do you have your license on you?
Yeah,
excuse
please.
Me, sir, ma'am, do you have your license? You don't really want that, do you?
Wait, why do you make that voice? Why do they talk like that?
Because that's how it feels on the receiving end.
Because it's so ticky-tacky, man. It's ticky-tacky.
They always sound like that. Excuse me, sir, do you have the proper credentials to be in the water right now?
Now, I would say that you should get a license maybe for motorized, so like a jet ski maybe, because I don't think you need one right now, right? But it's just a kayak and a paddleboard, they seem like it would be harder to get injured.
You know who else
needs
you drown. Okay. Tell Donna at the front desk that the hate mail is really getting ready to come. You know who needs a license?
Who's that?
People that ride bicycles.
Okay. Now you're getting ridiculous.
Am I? Drivers,
yes.
you drivers on the road, you guys don't get mad at these bicyclists out there? Thinking they own the road, having no rules, doing whatever they want, causing us problems? That's right. That's right. Bicyclists, go ahead, send your hate mail to Kyrie.
Well, here's the difference, G. It's like if a driver in a car gets an accident, or if a boater with a powerboat gets an accident, their ability to hurt other people is massive.
Yes.
Whereas if you're on a paddleboard and you're being an idiot, the consequences, or you're on a bike, the consequences are basically your own to bear, right?
100%.
Okay.
Let's talk a little vaccines here. Bellevue does want to get second graders back into the classroom. The teachers' union is saying not so fast. They want all teachers to get vaccinated before the kids come back to class. G, what do you think? Should the teachers get vaccinated first?
Absolutely, they should get vaccinated first. We're asking teachers to go in the classroom to be around all of these kids. Yes, in this case, our teachers are essential workers, but let's be all the way real. We are going into the month of, we're almost to February, right? We're in a pandemic. By the way, we are still losing, we lost yesterday 4,131 Americans to COVID yesterday. So even, yes, we are able to, if you will, talk about COVID a little bit better. We have a better understanding of COVID. That does not mean that things are getting better. People are still dying in this country. So, yes, if my lady was a teacher, I would be standing on top of a bookshelf to tell the world, yes, I want teachers to be vaccinated first before they go into the classroom. If they can't do that, then how about this? We only have a few months left anyways. Let's ride it out then.
No. So I have already stated that I think teachers need to be moved further up in line. Okay. And so hopefully with this big push and this big push to safely reopen schools, that will happen. And as more vaccines become available, that the teachers don't have to wait longer. And especially, if, I hope, you know, if they change the ages, et cetera, et cetera. However, to say that you would wait and potentially just say no school, no in-person classes for the rest of the year until all teachers get vaccinated, I think that there is a big price to pay that way too. I think there's a way to do it, a hybrid situation. There are some teachers who'd be willing to come in, otherwise supplement those who, you know, if there is a shortage. I mean, it's going to be fewer students per classroom anyway, because you're going to do some kind of hybrid. But to wait until everyone is vaccinated before you get into the classroom, you're talking about some students not having been in in-person classes for maybe up to a year and a half. No. And I think that there would be many teachers who would actually feel the same way and feel okay with coming in as long as the school is doing everything they can to take those precautions, and that there's some kind of agreement with the families and the students that, hey, we're opening this and we are risking getting sick because we want to open. And if you don't agree to do certain things, we will be shut down. But I would hate to see school closed through the end of the year. And we can't wait till everyone is vaccinated. No.
Can we all agree on one thing, maybe to close this out?
Ding, ding. I didn't say it, Ursula.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
What's that?
Can we all agree?
Yeah,
I
know.
Go ahead, Chef.
Probably not.
Yeah, I want to all agree on the fact that it seems like it is taking way, way too long for vaccinations to get going in this state. And I know they have a new plan, but it's been a year coming. The logistics, I've been trying to get my parents signed up. They were eligible as soon as Inslee announced it. There's two mass vaccination clinics in Snohomish County, one at Painfield, one at Edmonds Community College. They take appointments 4 days a week. They stop taking appointments at 3:45 p.m. I drive by last night, parking lot's empty. I'm like, why are we trying to get vaccines into doctors' offices? Why don't we just have mass vaccination clinics operating 24/7? Can we all agree this just needs to go faster?
Yes, we all agree that it needs to go faster. And what the governor announced this week that is going to happen should have been announced like weeks ago, knowing that the vaccines were coming and there should have been a plan in place. It just feels like we were caught flat-footed. And that's where I would give a low grade for the governor and the response in terms of getting the vaccine out. Absolutely. But I still don't think that we should wait until all teachers are vaccinated before going back to school. I think that would be impossible.
We got about 4 months left of school. 4 months. 4 months left. Let's ride it out. Let's be a little bit safe. But hey, we still got more to talk about at 11:30. Chef, what are we talking about at 11:30? It's been a whole bunch of moving parts.
Ursula absolutely fell in love with someone, and she is going to tell you why she has fallen even deeper in love since just last night.
I can't wait to hear who Ursula fell in love with. We do that next. It's the G and Ursula Show.
Thank you so much for joining us on the G and Ursula Show this morning. And just a reminder, if you've missed any part of our show, you can always catch up by listening to our podcasts, which are available shortly after the show ends, both on MyNorthwest.com and on our Cairo Radio app and wherever else that you listen to podcasts. So it was about this time yesterday, G, that we were introduced to the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history. And after her beautiful, inspirational recitation of her poem, 22-year-old Amanda Gorman is now a household name. And I have just been mesmerized by her. I have seen her in numerous interviews since she spoke and shared her powerful performance of The Hill We Climb at the inauguration. Do you know, G, that this morning she is waking up, her career has already hit another high point? She has the top two slots on Amazon's bestseller list for titles that are not even going to be out until September. She has her debut poetry collection, also called The Hill We Climb. That's at number one right now. And number two is a picture book called Change Sings, a children's anthem. They're both going to be out in September. Just talking about her gives me goosebumps. I mean, she was so ridiculously poised yesterday. Mm-hmm. Imagine being 22 years old. The world is looking at you. You are on the world stage, and you were asked to offer this at a time when our country is so divided. And so she was asked. So I saw on a couple of interviews. She was asked on CNN last night. She was talking to Anderson Cooper, who just couldn't get over how much he was just thrilled with her. But she was asked, well, how did you get the inspiration for this?
You know, I did a lot of research ever since I found out in late December that I was going to be the inaugural poet. So that was making sure I read all of the previous inaugural poems, really doing a deep literature dive of other orators who I look up to, whether it be Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln and how they speak to a nation that can feel very divided. And I was around halfway through that process and kind of that research when the January 6th insurrection happened at the Capitol. And I'm not going to say that completely, you know, derailed the poem, because I was not surprised at what had happened. I had seen the signs and the symptoms for a while, and I was not trying to turn a blind eye to that. But what it did is it energized me even more to believe that much more firmly in a message of hope and unity and healing. I felt like that was the type of poem that I needed to write, and it was the type of poem that the country and the world needed to hear.
First of all, whenever Ursula tells the world that she fell in love with somebody, everybody just jump on board.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going to disappoint.
You're not going to. No, you're not going to disappoint. Jump on board.
Let me just give you a couple of details. She was raised in L.A. Her mother teaches middle school, raised by a single mom. At the age of 16, she was named the Youth Poet Laureate of Los Angeles. A few years later, she was studying sociology at Harvard. She became the National Youth Poet Laureate, the first person to hold the position. Did I tell you that she had a speech impediment?
No.
Okay, so she was asked about that.
You know, it was as recent as college that I was still struggling to say the R sound. And so one thing that I would do to try to train myself to say it is I would listen to the song Aaron Burr, Sir, which is just packed with R's. And I would try to keep up with Leslie Odom Jr. as he's, you know, doing this amazing rap. And I'd say, if I can train myself to do this song, then I can train myself to say this letter. And so that's been a huge part of my own speech pathology. It's why I included it in the inaugural poem. Also beyond that, I think Hamilton is just such a great kind of American cultural piece of what it means to be a better country.
I understand you have a mantra that you say before every reading you give. Can you reveal what that is?
Certainly. I do it whenever I perform, and I definitely did it this time. And I close my eyes and I say, I am the daughter of black writers. We are descended from freedom fighters who broke their chains and changed the world. They call me.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay, gee, I'm getting goosebumps.
Wow, you're awesome. I'm so transfixed.
Yo.
I'm with you.
So, okay. When she said that she has something that she does before she goes to do a reading, I got excited. And then when I heard what she does, then I felt terrible about myself.
Why?
Because I have something that I do before I get ready to go on stage and auctioneer.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that, oh, yeah, okay, I'm not the only one. But then hers, what she does, is so profound. Yeah. And I'm embarrassed to tell you and all of the listeners what I do before I go on stage to auctioneer.
Okay, but it works for you. So what do you do? Chef is cringing right now. What do you do?
Well, to get the chops going, I start slow. Red leather Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. And it kind of gets the mountain, get it going. So I'll start off with that. And then by the time I start getting warmed up, I'm going really fast. Red, yellow leather. See, I'm not even ready yet.
But you have to talk very quickly.
So what happens is when you do red leather, yellow leather, it makes you open your mouth.
Wow.
So the reason why sometimes we can't say things sometimes is because we don't open our mouth. So I thought like, oh, man, maybe she has a little remedy. That's... So now I got to come up with a new routine to come up and be like, I am the son of Grant Scott. He was born.
And this is the Scott legacy.
And this is the Scott legacy. So now when people say, well, gee, what do you do before you go on stage?
If you guys hear me, keep it real. That works for her. That works for you.
No, I got to keep it real. I got to sound better. I want to sound more. I want Anderson Cooper to gush over me. I want Ursula to fall in love with me.
I'm not the only one. I tell you what. Oprah Winfrey's retweeting her. Hillary Clinton took a picture and said, future president. I think she said 2036. And so Amanda was asked, do you have any aspirations? Like, would you have presidential aspirations? And she said, absolutely. Which gives me, we often talk about the younger generation. And you had said something too. I mean, Amanda Gorman is an extraordinary talent.
She is. When I think about what I witnessed yesterday, by the way, yesterday I had to Google laureate. I had never known what that word was, but anyways, I did. But her ceiling in life is president of the United States. I think that's her ceiling. I think her floor is a Maya Angelou. Like, she is someone yesterday that we're going to know her for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, we already
She's
do,
going
right?
to be in our life forever. And that was the beauty about yesterday. And I was also reminded of, just think, how many Amanda Gormans that we don't know because they never were able to have that kind of opportunity. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was amazing. And Ursula, you have every right to fall in love with somebody like her.
Well, absolutely. And I think the world has fallen in love. I've seen her quotes retweeted and reposted. Yeah. And I love it. Be the light. I love it. I love what she wrote, and she deserved this. And it's wonderful to put that positivity out there and to see that you can achieve, you can have obstacles, and you can still reach the stars.
Tomorrow,
that's awesome.
Tomorrow is the last day, Ursula.
What's that?
Lillian goes into work on Monday. You know what that means, right?
Uh-huh.
I got to start making the bed again. I am not looking forward to this.
Fresh Friday, and you got to make the bed.
Fresh Fridays. Hey, coming up next, we take your texts, your feedback, and then Ursula's amazing words to live by. You're listening to The G and Ursula Show. It's The G and Ursula Show. Happy Thursday, everybody. Remember, tomorrow is Fresh Fridays. So if you notice a little bit of extra energy tomorrow, that's because I'm in studio next to Ursula, 6 feet apart with a mask on, socially distanced. Ursula, it's now time for text and then after your words to live by. Start us off, my friend.
Okay, so when we were saying, do we agree, disagree, or should it go, or should we hold? We talked about some of the executive orders, including the Keystone Pipeline being canceled. 206 says, if you are a fan of strip or open pit mining and mountaintop removal mining, you'll love tar sands oil extraction. Check out the environmental damage. It is horrific. There are way more efficient ways to produce energy. Tar sands oil is only profitable with massive government investment and subsidies. We should invest in clean energy instead, and I know that is the goal. And the jobs stick around. Those 1,000 construction jobs are done as soon as the pipeline is built. Good points.
Good points. The Muslim ban being gone. 425 says, good. It was a racist policy that did nothing to make America safer. If the president really cared about the safety of this nation, he would have done something when a lynch mob attacked the U.S. Capitol, promising to hang his own vice president. He did nothing.
When we did scenarios, the friend who gave her daughter an Ethiopian name that actually means annoying one, and then this friend told her the real meaning, and ruin that friendship. 425 says, I see no problem here. Annoying one. The name is technically accurate for any small child.
Donna agrees with Chef. I absolutely agree with you. Once when I was traveling, I met this guy from France who was working on his English and was asking me some words. He did this with Americans and Brits that he met. While we were talking, he used the C word on me.
Ooh.
Once I got past the shock, I figured out a bunch of American guys, in my head they are frat guys, taught him it was a way to give a woman a compliment.
Okay, in that occasion, I would definitely let him know, yeah, you don't want to use that one. Okay, words matter. Knowing the definition of words matters. Okay. Vaccines moving too slowly. 206 says, my wife works for Kaiser. She told me hospitals do not get paid for the shots. Clinics are not open 24/7. Who's going to pay the wages of the person giving those shots? Hospitals, clinics are going to lose money unless they are reimbursed by the government.
425 says, why can't they just set up each school as vaccination sites? Everyone used to go to a local school to vote.
True. Teachers and vaccines. 206 says, all teachers and school workers should be bumped up and receive shots after medical workers. Then kids could go back to school for the final months of the school year.
206 says the schools should just run through the summer this year and try to catch up. Why are they even thinking they need a summer vacation? Hold up. Time out. Whoever you are that just sent that, do you really mean that? Quit being the no fun police. How dare you want kids to go to school in the summertime? Ursula, it is now time.
Yeah, and I want to just also not buy into this idea that students are not working and then teachers are not working because it's remote. I will tell you, I know for a fact that teachers are working harder than ever.
Mm, yes, they are. Hey, Ursula, it's now time for your words to live by.
And our words to live by are brought to you by Pro Club. Just a reminder never to lose hope. Hope is the only thing that's stronger than fear. And hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Have a great day, everybody.
Chef, you had something for us? I'm embarrassed to tell you and all of the listeners what I do before I go on stage to auctioneer.
Red leather, yellow leather, red, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Wow, you're awesome. I'm so transfixed.
Hey, we'll do this again tomorrow. Remember, it's Fresh Friday, so I'm going to put up on the G and Ursa show page pictures. So post in your pictures of you on Fresh Fridays. Hey, we appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.